Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Rubbernecked Podcast. I'm Alicia.
And I'm Kevin.
Kevin, welcome back.
Glad to be here.
I mean, truly.
I'm in the studio, been on the road.
It's not over. It's never over.
It's never over. The mission of Elvis is never complete.
But did you have a good trip?
I did. We've been on the media tour promoting our brand new exhibits,
yeah.
Which has been fantastic.
And you've been all over.
And usually you and I get to go out on the road together, but not
this
year.
I know, not this time.
But we had fun. We've hit places like Chicago and Washington, D.C.
Oh, wow.
And all points in between, talking about the new exhibits, I Shot Elvis and
yeah.
Elvis, That's the Way It Is, at 45. Two fantastic brand new exhibits that if you've not seen, you've got to come to Graceland and check them out.
And so which items did you take with you?
Well, it was always a secret until we got there. But now that the artifacts are back at Graceland, we took out a brown casual jacket from 1972.
Oh, yeah.
As seen in Elvis on Tour. We also took out a comb that you've seen in an Alfred Wertheimer photograph from the I Shot Elvis exhibit.
Oh, very cool.
Also, Elvis's white patent leather shoes from 1955-56. That are seen in a Wertheimer photograph. And then from Elvis, That's the Way It Is at 45, we had Elvis's gold sunglasses, and these are one of the earlier pairs.
Oh, that's really cool.
And I've learned something in that they are prescription.
Oh.
So if you're the king of rock and roll and
learn
you're reading,
something new every day.
You got a lot cool when you're reading and you're Elvis.
Of course.
So they were prescription sunglasses.
That's so funny.
So learn something new on the media tour, and hopefully all of those folks that we encountered along the way will make their way to Graceland along with you, our fans. Come check out the new exhibits at Graceland.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we're glad to have you back for just a short amount of time. But in other news, let's talk about Richard Sturban, who was just inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Now, he was a member of the Oak Ridge Boys.
I loved the Oak Ridge Boys
and
growing
up.
I had their tapes.
No, you did not.
I did. And they actually played a concert here in Memphis on my birthday.
What?
So appropriately, and my mother took me to see them because
huge. Learn something new about you today.
The Elvira, the
yes.
song. There are a couple others, but anyway, a huge Oak Ridge Boys fan growing
well,
up.
Well, this is a perfect podcast
it
for
is.
You then. But, you know, we congratulate them because being inducted to the Country Music Hall of Fame is a pretty big deal.
It is pretty huge.
And he was actually here during Elvis Week a few years ago.
He sure was.
So let's take a listen to the interview we had with him a few years back.
All right. I was kidding with him, and I said, you told me, you know, I was only on one session with Elvis in the studio, but mention the songs that you were on in the studio with Elvis.
Well, actually, it was in March of 1972, and it was at the RCA Studios in Beverly Hills, out in L.A.,
yep.
And the album that he was recording then was Separate Ways, and the songs that were on that album, of course, the biggest one, was Burning Love, a hunk of Burning Love.
Yes. We heard Bill Bays tell his story about
yeah,
having
yeah, I'm singing
her.
On that. And then the song Separate Ways, You Were Always on My Mind, It's Just a Matter of Time. But there was, you know, I'm trying to remember all of them. But
yeah.
We were there for 3 days.
Yeah. One of the things we've been talking about this week is at a rock and roll show, at an Elvis Presley rock and roll show, he turned the spotlight over on the Stamps. And you guys sang gospel at a rock show, and you were kind of singing it to the audience, but you were kind of singing it to him too, weren't you?
There's no question about that, and I think, to me, the most priceless thing on that video is the look on Elvis's face while we were singing that
yeah.
song. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And another thing that impressed me about that as well is, boy, there was a lot of bass on that. between the two of us, there were plenty of bass notes.
Yeah, JD's got the voice, and then you were right there with him. And how many gospel quartets have two bass singers? You know, I mean,
that's true.
That's
yeah.
a lot of bass. Elvis
that's
liked
true.
that low growl. Take me back. You were in music. You were singing in groups. How did you end up in the Stamps for that period of time?
Well, actually, I helped organize my own group up in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, a group called the Keystone Quartet. In fact, Joe Bonzel, who is now my partner
yep.
in the Oak Ridge Boys, we signed together. And just one day, out of the clear blue, I got a call from J.D. It was actually J.D.'s son-in-law, Ed Enoch, mm-hmm. and they offered me a job, you know, and I was kind of starving to death up there, struggling along. So, and the job involved me having to move to Nashville, and I jumped at the opportunity to join the Stamps, and I was with the Stamps just a few months, and we got the call from Elvis, and of course we jumped at that chance too, you know.
Yeah. And at the time, what was the feeling in the gospel community about you guys touring with Elvis and the King of Rock and Roll? Was it accepted by, you know, gospel group? I mean, everybody knew Elvis loved gospel, but was there any negative reaction from the gospel world when you guys go out on the road with the, you know, a rock and roller?
Well, you know, it was a very similar situation. And I think it kind of helped prepare me for what was going to come later on with the Oak Ridge Boys. Because when the Stamps went out and started doing gigs with Elvis, a lot of gospel fans loved it, but there were some that kind of rubbed just a little bit the wrong way. And it reminded me of when the Oak Ridge Boys went from singing just strictly gospel music and we started having country hits. There was a little bit of a rub there, you know, until we finally hit it big. And then I think all of our fans finally got behind us and accepted it. But at first, it was a little strange there.
Yeah.
Richard Sturman is so fascinating.
He really is.
I mean, he performed with Elvis.
He's got some good stories.
He does have good
stories. He's had a fascinating life.
Very fascinating. So, very cool interview. So, Kevin, I have to let you go because, I mean, you're so busy and we all have to get back to work. So,
please.
But I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad to be back. And, of course, next week we'll be giving some folks some details that they're looking for.
Big details.
We can't tell you what those are, but we'll tease you with that.
I was going to say, listen in next week and you'll know what we're talking about. So until next time, I'm Alicia.
And I'm Kevin.
See you next week.